On this segment of our Spirit of America special news magazine, we are joined by VFW National Council member and Army veteran Michael Brayman of Knoxville to discuss his role supporting veterans in Marion County and advocating for veterans at the national level.
Well, Michael, I appreciate you taking the time to visit with me today to talk for our Spirit of America segment here for KNIA KRLS Radio. You know, just a way to highlight, military veterans, but also not just about their service, but what they do now in the local communities. I appreciate you visiting with me today. Let's just start off our conversation talking about your experience in the service.
I served almost 20 years. I was medically retired, 19 years, 5 months, at the rank of Sergeant First Class. I was an infantry guy. My entire career, I went on orders with the Recruiting Retention Command, helped with like the State Fair display, Iowa Speedway, RAGBRAI that's coming through. We had a team back then and we traveled with them. That was back when Dale Earnhardt had drove the Army Guard car. So we had his display travel with us. It was pretty fun. Those are some of the, you know, fun things I had. Of course, you know, I pulled security for President Obama's first inauguration. We was deployed there. Some highlights. Trained 1,900 cadets at West Point, 99, on sticks in stake lane, marksmanship, and reacting to indirect fire. And graded their squad performance and platoon performance on the scenarios given. Provided security for the UN when I was on 10th Mountain. This was in Bosnia in 97, 98. UN would come in, we were at mass grave sites and, you know, we'd pull security and they were there and they'd, you know, dig at these mass grave sites, charge Milosevic for war crimes. Those are some just the highlights, and plus my deployments I had throughout my career, peacetime and in combat in Afghanistan. So that's basically what I did.
Yeah, going back to the very start of your military career, you know, when you first got into it and first went to basic training, what was really the driving factor of why you wanted to serve?
My grandfather. My grandfather was a prisoner of war in World War II. He was captured in the Kazarine Pass in Northern Africa, so he was a prisoner of war the entire time. He was my hero growing up. My dad served. I had two uncles that served. They were both all of them were Army. Besides my one uncle, he was he went a different direction and became a Marine. So those were my heroes growing up, and that's why I decided to serve.
Yeah, and when you got, you know, when the time came for you to get out of the service, was it a difficult transition for you, or was it smooth in some ways?
It was difficult. It's a lot better. It's getting a lot better now. But when you serve, you had a purpose. You know, you felt like you were, you know, being a senior enlisted leader, you know, you were in charge of millions of dollars of equipment. You had, you know, you led all these men and women in combat. So you have great leadership skills, but you don't have that college education, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of civilian employers look for that college education. To me, a college education, you were dedicated for that diploma for 4 years in your studying. Mm-hmm. With my DET-14, it showed you I was dedicated for 19 years, you know, serving my country. However, I seen how important it is, and I'm going back to school now, so I'll have my bachelor's degree by this next fall. So,
yeah, and since you know, now here in Marion County, you do a lot to advocate for veterans, yeah, to support veterans. You're involved in a lot of different things, but can you kind of talk about specifically your role with the VFW and how you're on the National Council?
Okay, you know, I'm a post member first at our post. You know, I'll do anything to support our post. Jake Beaver's our commander here in town, and he's doing an excellent job running our post. And you know, he's an All-American post commander, and that's a big deal in the VFW. That's the highest honor you can get. So shout out to Jake. Jake's actually our state surgeon this coming up year. So he's got some bigger roles. He's getting into with the state level. I'm actually the district commander over our district here in Iowa. So I have Newton, Marshalltown, Kyoto, Oski, Knoxville, Montezuma, Centerville. And there's a couple others that I might be forgetting off the top of my head. Grinnell, I think I might have said them. But so I oversee, you know, we'll have our meetings and making sure we're meeting membership. So if there's any veterans out there who are eligible, who's been to combat, who's got combat service pay, why they're overseas, join the VFW. We need you. We need numbers for when we advocate in Congress. That's what I do now, at least once a year. And you know, we need the numbers, because if you know, the more numbers you have in an organization, the more you can stress to these politicians, hey, our numbers matter. We matter. Pass our bills. So you know, I'm also the department, the state of Iowa. Michael Young's our state commander this year. Really good guy, good leader. He's an All-American post commander and district commander, so hopefully he gets the triple crown and becomes an All-American state commander this year. I'm his chief of staff this year too, so I'm there to guide him, assist him in any way possible, and just be there to support Commander Young and his in this year's journey. At the national level, I'm on the national council. I'm on the board of directors for the VFW nationwide, so I'm a voting member of the board that makes all decisions for the VFW. We approve the budget. If we have any appeals, you know, any business transactions, we vote on as a council and pass or don't pass for the organization moving forward. Part of that, you know, I do a lot of traveling. In July, we'll have our national convention in Louisville, Kentucky. I think Ragbri comes here on the 24th. I'm hosting the Guard, the Iowa Guard, and the Iowa Air Guard Ragbri team. They're going to camp out in my backyard. So I'm assisting veterans that way too, that's coming into our community. But then 2 days later, I'm leaving for Louisville for a week for our national convention. Then in March every year is when we go to Congress in Washington, D.C., and we lobby our bills. And to me, advocating for our veterans are the biggest thing, because some veterans don't know how to advocate. You know, they don't want to have their voices heard. But we are here on a national level trying to get these passed, especially the Major Richard Starr Act. We have been talking about this for years, right? You know, we go there and they tell us they're going to add it to the NADA. We're going to add it to the NADA. And guess what? Never got added to the NADA. Yeah. And then there was amendments. You know, we had a phase-in process for this to try to get passed. They didn't add those amendments to the NADA. So it's back to the drawing board. I don't know if and I don't understand it. I mean, we have over 250 or 240 co-sponsors for this bill, and how this bill is still sitting and not being brought to the floor to vote on is ridiculous. When we're spending billions and billions of dollars on this Ukrainian war, we're supporting another country's war, but we're not taking care of our combat veterans who were injured in the line of duty and couldn't fulfill their retirement. There are veterans that 16, 17, 18 years, 19 years of service who got injured, and the Army said, okay, or the military said, okay, we gotta medically retire you because of your injuries. They're two different benefits, because they can't draw both their benefits. They can't draw medical retirement and their disability. There's two different benefits earned for different reasons. The disability you get for being injured, right? Retirement you get for your longevity of service, your how many years you put in. So to me, it's a slap in our combat injured veterans face. There's only 50,000 of them. There's no reason why this country can't support our own veterans who made the sacrifice, it's a big injustice. But then they turn around, they say, oh, we support you, we'll co-sponsor this bill, but then they don't bring it to the floor to vote on right now. So I need the public's help. I need you to contact your senators and congressmen people and tell them to get this passed. There's no reason why it's not. It's been sitting there for 2 years.
That was part one of our Spirit of America special news magazine segment with VFW National Council member and Army veteran Michael Brayman.